All right, welcome, welcome, welcome everyone, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between. This is Tony's Political Ramblings, episode 11. And today we're going to take a look at what I'm calling the Republican Reckoning. And in a more acute sense, this is the product of the last 4 years of the Republican and conservative thought policy in the U.S. government. But I would argue that it's much broader than that. I would argue that this is the product of the last 40 years. But that's not the point here today. We're going to look at a couple of things that are happening right now that, to me, indicate that the Republican Party has a lot of thinking to do and a lot of head scratching and a lot of self-reflection that needs to go on if they want to continue to be a dominant party in the U.S. government, because the way things are trending, it's not looking good. So the first piece that came out yesterday, I want to say, was a vote on the bipartisan probe investigation into the events on January 6th, the terrorist attack on the Capitol building in Washington. And I call it a terrorist attack. A lot of people call it an insurrection, just an attack. But I think the T word is justifiable here. But there was a lot of flack from Republican leadership in both the House and the Senate. Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader for the Republican Party in the House, listed his demands a couple days ago, or a few days ago at this point, and his demands were that both parties had to be represented in the probe and in the committee. That both parties could subpoena different witnesses in the committee, and that the investigation would have to be done by the end of 2021. And he put those out there in an attempt to play hardball and just have the Democrats balk at that and say, no, it's fine, we're not going to do it. But that plan didn't work. Democrat leadership agreed, and they're going forward with it. And it passed yesterday in the House, and of course every Democrat voted for it. And the shocking piece here is that 35 Republicans voted to conduct and begin this investigation into the events, the terrorist attack on January 6th. So to me, this signals that some people are kind of thinking of maybe flipping from the hard Trump line that has been set on the Republican side of things. And so that they have a split going on right now, and obviously that was highlighted with the Liz Cheney situation not too long ago. But there is a clear ideological rift forming in the Republican Party, and one side is going to have to win out. And is it going to be the side of big business Republicans, the old school conservative thought, the more party of Reagan type thought? Or is it going to be the radical authoritarian wing of the party, the Trump wing of the party, that has lost House, the Senate, and the White House in a matter of 4 years? So the second piece, speaking of Trump, that I've like to focus in on here is the changing of the status of the investigations against Trump. Recently, up until a couple days ago, it was a civil case, a civil investigation into Trump and his business. But now it's now a criminal investigation. And very broadly, the difference between a civil and a criminal case is that a civil is usually between two parties, two people, organizations, what have you. But a criminal case is actually is crimes against the state. And so that's a bigger, more impactful case that you're looking at here. And so one thing that they're looking at in particular is the Trump's business downplaying the property values so that they would pay fewer taxes, less in tax dollars on that. But they would also inflate the values of their properties so that they would get more favorable loans from different banks. So again, there's a lot of shady business going on, and there's not really a whole lot known at this point, but it will be interesting to see how that plays out. And between that and the FBI, I believe it was the FBI, the raid of Giuliani's apartment in Manhattan not too long ago, it's looking like the authorities are finally catching up to them. So after those two things, there's one last piece I'd like to mention, and that would be the general side of legislation and things that Republicans tend to fall on. Very broadly, a lot of the Republican Party just enjoys culture wars. In the last few months, we've had stuff with like Dr. Seuss and the Potato Head brand. And it's just very unpopular stuff, and it's not really related, and it's not very impactful to day-to-day lives of the American people. But even in the legislative process, they find themselves on the losing side and on the wrong side of very popular legislation. I'll take, for example, the American Rescue Plan that was passed through budget reconciliation earlier this year. That's a bill that was, at the time of its passing, was overwhelmingly popular with the U.S. public. In April, I looked it up earlier today in preparation for this, and in April, the bill still had 70% support overall, and that includes 46% support from Republicans who were surveyed. So this is an overwhelmingly popular bill. These numbers are really high. You don't really see this that often. But again, when you go to the Senate and who voted on it, who voted for it, and who voted against it, it was only the Democrats who voted for it. So the 50 Republican senators are sitting on a side that represents about 30% of the people who don't support the American Rescue Plan. And if we take a look at the American Jobs Plan that's currently being pitched right now, that would do things like provide investments into electric vehicles, things like that. Actually, Biden was at a plant in Michigan a couple days ago, and he was driving around an electric Ford F-150. It's a weird thing to say, but a very promising development. But you have that bill as well that's trying to get passed. And again, there's very little, if any, Republican support for it. But there's a lot of support for it from the American public. 73%, as a matter of fact, as of April 6th, I want to say, was what the number I found. So when we look at this right now, where the Republican Party sits, in the last 4 years, 5 years, they've managed to lose the House, the Senate, the White House. A lot of their members are possibly involved in a lot of the key leadership, including Kevin McCarthy, has been implied by Liz Cheney, have been involved in a terrorist attack and the most fundamental attack on our democracy in American history. The former president, who was the face of the party, is under criminal investigation from the state attorney general from New York. And they find themselves on the losing side of very, very popular legislation. So where do they go from here? That's a very interesting question. And it's a question, and an answer will come in time. My hunch will be that they will continue to bleed out and lose support. That's my hunch. And I think that the way that they're going right now, it's just unsustainable. They're not going to they're not going to win these big contests if they continue to ride a line that is contrary to what most Americans want, unless they try and cheat, which they're doing that as well. But I'll get into that another time, because I've already been rambling for 10 minutes here. So I'll wrap it up here. I've been rambling along about this long enough. So yeah, that is all for today.